Dr. Bruce Lanthier argues that officials should focus on removing lead from homes before children ingest lead. Instead, says Lanthier, authorities wait until children have been exposed before testing them for lead poisoning. He says evidence shows that by then the effects of lead may be irreversible, and Lanthier argues that the proposed new U.S. EPA standards are too lax.
The EPA has proposed that you have a health-based standard of 50 micrograms per square foot. I'm proposing a standard that's closer to 10. The difference is, at 10 micrograms, we already expect about 5 to 7.5% of children to have undue lead exposure. At 50 micrograms, which is what currently EPA has proposed as their standard, we expect 20% of kids to have an elevated blood lead level.
But the EPA's Lynn Goldman says the agency is committed to creating the safest possible standards. And she says those standards are based on the latest scientific data. The new regulations are expected to be finalized within a year. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Steve Hirschberg in Cincinnati.